This is Deep Matter Radio,
Kanzine edition.
We're preparing for Kanzine, which is imminent, tomorrow afternoon.
So it's November 1st, 2009 right now, the morning, like early morning of...
It's 12:46 right now?
Well, it's 1:46.
So it's 12:46 because the... Imminent time change.
Yeah, the
so
imminent
it's 12:46
time change.
So right now,
actually 1:46
because of the
and at 2 o'clock
time
it
change.
Will become 1 o'clock.
So
yep,
no. It's interesting. So because it's only 12:46, but we feel like it's 1:46.
Well,
but
it is.
It's just an illusion.
Oh, you're wrong. It's actually 1:47.
The time has changed. Has
changed in like every way. And you're wrong in many aspects. It's okay. Wouldn't be the first time. So.
Maybe the first time I'm wrong. I disagree with
that. Well, the truth speaks for itself.
So anyway, I'll please ignore my co-editor. Editor here. Mutterings of my co-editor.
Anyway, so we're making anthologies right now.
We're fashioning... Anthologies. We're going to have 20 for tomorrow's... we're going to have a table at Kanzine. And this is the first time that we take Deep Matter into the world.
Yeah, this is
go
the most...
into public with it or whatever. Like just to showcase it or whatever. Like an event like this.
The most
so it's a weird thing for us.
Before this was a Sneaky D's show where we put some on a merch table for free. But that didn't turn out...
Merchandise table for free.
It didn't turn out exactly how we would have hoped.
Yeah. When people paid their entrance to the show, we wanted them to pick up a zine, for free or whatever. And so we watched from afar when, at a few occasions when people picked one up and... they just kept putting them back after they opened it up for a second and then they put the zine back in the stack. So not even for free, was the zine
can't give them away.
Attractive enough to or whatever, appealing enough to keep. It's weird.
So that was our previous foray into public. And this will be our first
public domain, right?
Where we're actually, behind it, too. Because at the Sneaky D show, we were anonymous.
We're, cowardly...
Yeah, no one knew it was us.
Purveyors of, Deep Matter.
Yeah. So, yeah, Kanzine tomorrow. So...
It's exciting.
It's exciting, and...
scary.
So, as we said, we're going to have 20 anthologies, but... Unless you think we're extraordinarily arrogant, we do not expect to sell. Maybe you take that 20 and take off the 0, and we might sell that many anthologies if we're lucky. So, we'll see.
I'd be very surprised if we sold even one, but yeah, 2 or 3 or something like that. I think that's the most that we could ever, dream of, or whatever, even.
We're going to have a subscription list for if people want to sign up for a subscription, but we're going to have to put, we're planning on putting fake names on it so that it doesn't look so, pathetically empty, come, 6 o'clock when the show's almost over and there's still, not a single name on it. So we're going to have to, put some fake ones on just to fool people.
Yeah, but I feel like that's an attribute of, that would that would be in our favor as Deep Matter. That would if you're a true potential fan of Deep Matter, that you would see that as encouragement to subscribe.
It'd also be discouraging though that no one else. There is not a single kindred spirit or whatever after the entire show.
Yeah. Such is the way of life.
Let's talk about vaccinations, shall we?
I think it's a good topic.
So,
now you mention it.
Currently, there's a hasn't it been classified worldwide as a pandemic? I feel like it has. Of swine flu, or H1N1.
Which I don't really get, because I keep hearing that it's equivalent to the average flu, or the yearly flu.
Equivalent in what way?
It's the same thing.
It's a little, it's more severe than the average flu.
Doctors, whenever on the news and stuff, whenever they interview whatever, the so-called authorities or whatever, this kind of stuff, yeah, they say that it's just you'll feel shitty for a few days, for a week or whatever.
Yeah,
and but then it's you'll it's very unlikely that anything crazy will happen.
But it's more severe, it's a severe flu, a bad flu. And the thing is that, because isn't it really respiratory based too? So people with respiratory problems, I feel like, are at risk. So anyway, the reason we bring it up. Because the vaccinations are being rolled out right now.
Are being implemented right now, or released.
And almost no one that we know, except for Alexander and myself, have any intention of getting... Okay, and Pamela. Have any intention of getting the vaccination, which seems absolutely ludicrous. And it's so hard to suss out a reason why when you question people why they're not getting the vaccine. It's this suspicion. It's always the suspicion of the government. They're trying to
Yeah, this vague government suspicion and stuff. It seems to be just this anti-authority. This broadening of the general anti-authority sentiment that people have, I guess, that a lot of people have. But into this weird facet of the government that doesn't make any sense. I don't know what they're thinking that behind this sort of
It's not
sinister plan.
You don't have to pay to get this vaccination, and it's been developed by health professionals worldwide, the top health people, and I don't know. The thing is, I feel like one of the reasons that perhaps myself and Alexander are so I don't know, we're so into getting it is because I feel like we've been so reliant on health services for our life that we have a more of a trust or something.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to rely, especially when I was young and I had a lot of asthma related issues, and I spent the first couple of years a lot of it in the hospital, and I had to rely on medicine, and it came through for me or whatever. It made my life way better on the whole.
Yeah, medicine for me has always been not always, I guess, but especially after having Crohn's, having a horrendous bout of Crohn's a few years ago, and having to get surgery for it and stuff like that. I don't know. Especially after that, medicine I feel like I can't afford to have that weird, suspicious, attitude about it. Because, for me, it's a lifesaver. The most comforting thing in the world. The idea that these things exist that can make life less horrendous. For one... I don't know, when I'm in those conditions.
It's all you, because it's at your most vulnerable, right? I feel like it's the thing,
So when you're healthy, it's easy to say that, or when you've been healthy for a while, and you forget what it's like to have a flu, or you've never had one, or I don't know what, is the case with these people, but, or you don't mind them or something.
Well, we've talked about it as, this kind of privileged notion. Privileged in a few ways. So one, this notion of well, I've been healthy, I don't need to do this kind of this whole life of relative health. And so it's this arrogance, well, I've been fine without it and thus I don't need it. And then, But, like, people like myself or Alexander who've been more vulnerable and stuff, like, we don't have that privilege to just be like, oh, I don't want this medicine, I don't need it. But then It's also privileged on the more, like, basic level of the fact that us, like, are us, quote-unquote, first-world people are rejecting, like, we have the option to get vaccinated against, like, a disease, and we choose not to do it when, like, large portions of populations have no access to this kind of mass healthcare. And yet we're rejecting it, like, willy-nilly on, like, basic suspicions. Like, suspicions that, like, for these people, like, it might be more founded, but we're living in, like, relative democracies and so forth, where, like, obviously our government does tons of shady shit, but, like, not every single action is motivated by, like, a...
yeah.
All too, like, sinister...
personal interest or whatever, like, or...
Yeah. And it's just, I don't know, it just drives me crazy, this absolute suspicion, and that, like, I haven't talked to almost a single person here or in Guelph that is like, oh yeah, I'm definitely going to get that vaccine.
Yeah, like, I don't know, the thought of a flu to me is, like, scary and, like, bad enough that, like, I don't know, like, like, when I have the flu, like, I guess I had it last year, and, I wanted to die, like, it was the worst thing. So, I don't know, like, it just seems really strange that people can have this feeling towards it, towards vaccines or...
So that's our piece on that. So let's, maybe we should outline some of the things, so it's almost 2 o'clock, which means it's almost about to change to 1 o'clock.
Okay, it's almost 1 o'clock, and
so we still have to. We're done about half the anthologies, I would estimate. Not even half. So we still have to do a bunch more, about 10 more of them. We have to finish content, like writing content for the July and August issues. I feel like that's as much as we can hope to get done for tomorrow, and then we have to print out like. How many are we going to print out? Like hundreds or something?
Of individual issues?
Yeah, because we're going to give those out for free. So we have to print out lots of those. Then we have to make decorations like to adorn the table that we're going
to
have.
And to and signage to like display who we are. Like,
yeah, because
like,
we need to make like a... Like we should even make
like
a
we,
big
yeah, we
deep
need some
thing.
Kind of sign for Deep Matter. Like
Or like a banner or something. Where do we... Yeah. Like I guess we just hang it from the table or something.
That's like going to be interesting.
Front of the table. I brought, you know what I have with me? I don't know if we want to wear them. Is name tags.
Yeah.
Do we want those? Like have these, like,
name
you know
tags.
Those stupid, like, hello, my name is name tags?
Yeah.
I have a couple.
You have those?
Yeah, I took them from the,
why would you want them?
The sociology and anthropology graduate office.
Yeah.
There's, like, a whole bunch in there, so I took a couple.
That's really fun.
We could do it just to, like, I don't know, write our names and then below it put, like, Deep Matter so people can recognize us wherever we go.
Yeah.
Maybe if we go to, like, Poutini's, they'll give us free poutine or something.
Sounds like
it. Well, no. It'll make us seem more important than we are. Like, people should know who we are.
Hopefully most of you who are listening to this will see us at Kanzine. So this will be especially pertinent... episode of Deep Matter Radio because it'll relate to what you're doing, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so we have a lot of work left and it's 1.
So it officially just changed to 1 o'clock.
And
yeah,
we have a lot of
work. Yeah,
to
all
do.
Right. I'm so excited. Just
so excited that it's
1
still
o'clock.
1. Weird.
That just changed.
For 1 hour, it's been 1 o'clock.
Well, 1 hour ago, it was
weird.
1 o'clock. Yes, and then it changed to 2, and then back to 1. Whoa.
What you are now hearing are the ramblings of a madman.
Don't describe, don't put down yourself that way.
I rest my case.
It was recently Alexander's birthday, 25th birthday. So, how many girlfriends have you had in 25 years?
Birthday.
How many girlfriends?
How many girlfriends are
So, you're at number...
Let's see, it depends on what you call a girlfriend.
That is true. So, Well, we'll just put it as someone that you've, like, held the hand of or even kissed.
Okay.
So...
Or even, acquired the interests of, the distant, I don't know, fondness of. So let's say one.
Well, take a little bit more time. You might need some time to add it all up. So.
Okay, that's true.
Okay, so what is it again?
Probably one.
All right, well, I guess maybe we've been talking. I've tried to been calculating these things in my mind. And I turned 25, I guess.
Well, that's a trickier. That's
true. 3 weeks ago, so... let's see, carry the one, I believe I'm also at one in 25 years. So, in the combined 50 years of life between us, we've had two partners. So?
Feel free to email us about your own, exploits, romantic exploits.
Yeah.
Or about any of the topics that we discuss, as usual. We'd like to hear your...
Why are you not getting the vaccine? Would be an interesting one.
Yeah, that would be good.
If you could provide a cogent...
If your name is Ryan Logan and you want to provide a cogent...
It's not the Ryan Logan or Carolyn Booth or Jordan Rodriguez. Any of you, I believe, have all expressed reservations
any of the these vaccine. People.
So you can tell us and give us some information.
And as usual, that's mail@deepmatter.com. And now you now know the the website as well, conveniently.
And we're gonna have business cards to give out at Canzine tomorrow. That's another thing we have to. We cut out a whole bunch of them earlier tonight, so that's one thing we actually did already do. Crossed it off the list.
We have to cut out some more during the festivities tomorrow.
The show goes from
not quite done.
1 to 7, so we're going to have 6 hours of no one talking to us. We'll have a lot of free time to get things done.
We're going to have gray hair by the end, like with like the dust that is collected on the heads.
Yeah, we're going to have to like shake ourselves off and like blow off the cobwebs. So yeah, that's the report. So we probably have at least 3 more hours of this, at least, before we can even call it a night. I have to do some laundry, too.
You can hear the scrapes of the utensils that we use for construction of the zines that you're so familiar with.
Yeah.
These are the sounds of our toil.
Yeah.
For your benefit.
All for the low, low price of a $12 yearly subscription, or $5 just for the anthology. And lose money on every single one, so keep that in mind.
Apparently, it's come to our attention that some of you aren't aware of the fact that we lose money with each subscription.
Yeah, and we're just trying to like to mitigate the outrage that followed us even charging any money. And it seems people assume that we were running a profitable business, but Deep Matter has always run in the red, if you will. Deep in the red.
It's an inherently unprofitable endeavor.
Yeah. So...
As we all know.
So... It's been about 20 minutes.
Yeah, this probably concludes this episode of Deep Matter Radio.
Oh, we made a video of us earlier tonight making some issues of Deep Matter. We might upload that to like Vimeo or something.
So that you'll have a visual counterpart to this episode.
Yes.
Or this discussion. Thank you for listening.
Yep.
Thank you...
For coming to Canzine.
The one person who's...
Thank you for visiting us at Canzine.
And, yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Look for us in the corner, behind the people
who
are having fun.
Look for where the females are congregated, and then walk to the furthest point in the building away from that, and you will find us. So, this paper kind of smells like matches. Okay, so thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you.